Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Good idea or bad idea? It's Anna and Raven.
Do you think this is a good idea or a bad idea? Nutrition advocates are petitioning the Food and Drug Administration for what? Here is the lady from the internet explaining.
Several nutrition advocate organizations have been petitioning the FDA to use its authority to establish a simple, standardized, and mandatory front-of-package labeling system for all packaged foods sold in the U.S. They believe the United States should make labels really simple and clear on the front of the package like they do in several other countries.
My wife brought this up to me the other day. So the whole premise is basically that they need to bond up this money and pass this so that it's a regulation so that they will move the nutrition labels from the side of the package or the back of the package to the front of the package.
Yeah, and they'll be color-coded that, like, red, this is bad for you. Yellow, this is okay. Green, like, thumbs up. Eat all the lettuce.
I mean, this is crazy. We're dumbing things down to the point here where we just don't trust ourselves as human beings. And that's the fact, is that if we don't trust ourselves, why are we even making these things, right?
Internet lady goes further explaining.
They believe the widespread availability, affordability, and marketing of these processed and ultra-processed foods and drinks have led to poor diets that lead to increased cases of obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, and chronic diseases.
That is true.
Lower the cost on organic then, and I think most of us would probably prefer to eat better.
Well, it's funny you should say that because this made me laugh out loud when I heard this. All right, go ahead, internet lady.
They say it's happening because consumers don't have time when they're at the grocery store to be detectives and search for the label on a package and figure this stuff out.
So I am so torn on this because I'm like, I don't have time to be a detective.
Right.
Who can't find a nutrition label on a package if you just look for it?
I mean, I think it's generally known that lettuce is better for you than, let's say, buffalo wings, right? Or a bag of M&Ms or Fritos or whatever. I think those things are known. The question is whether or not we're going to stop eating those bad things regardless, right?
Well, funny you should say that.
Why is that?
Because at first I heard this and I was like, this is ridiculous. We really have to put the labels on the front and make it like a big deal saying this is bad for you. Then I thought about the time that I went to Cheesecake Factory. And it's when some Cheesecake Factories, depending on what state you are, mandate that they put the calories on each dish. I think maybe they all do them now. The first time I sat down at Cheesecake Factory and I ordered my favorite salad, which is like the barbecue chopped salad, that I thought I was being some kind of health nut.
So healthy.
Oh, I was like, I'm going to eat this and look like Beyonce. I was relatively certain. Every time I went there, I would get it. Hold the fried onions, because, you know, I mean,
right.
That's it.
Let me be a health guru.
And I saw that it was 1,480 calories.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. The salad I eat to be healthy is 1,480 calories. Let me tell you something. I don't order that salad anymore.
No. What do you order, though? You don't go there and not eat. So I'm sure that you go there and you order something else that's ridiculous, too, because you figure, well, the salad was just as ridiculous, so now I can have the other thing. Am I right?
I actually order the Skinnylicious tacos, which are 800 calories, but that's
yeah?
They're also delicious.
And then do you have dessert?
Well, yes, of course. So who goes to Cheesecake Factory and doesn't have dessert? But so I've been going back and forth on this, wondering, like, is this a good idea or a bad idea? And I will tell you, as dumb as it sounds, like, we can't be detectives enough to flip that thing over and look at what the calorie intake and all that is.
Yeah.
I do think if it was glaring in my face and it was a big red mark, I think I would be more hesitant to buy it because I would feel guilty.
I mean, I don't want you to take any offense to this, but when you say that, I want you to realize that you're just a big dumb animal, right? I mean, if that's the case, if you need that, if you need red light means bad, green light means go. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if you need that on your food, you're just a big dumb animal.
If you want to shame me to not buy the Oreos this week, you know what? Go ahead. Shame me. It might work.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
July 4th member-only doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $50 on a select Charbroil 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, save over $500 on a Whirlpool top-load laundry pair, now $886. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, these July 4th doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/7 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.